I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Economics Report. A new state law in Maryland says large companies must spend at least 8% of their total wages on health care. If not, then they will have to pay the difference to the state to help provide health care to the poor. The amount for nonprofit employers is 6%. The new law is called the Fair Share Health Care Fund Act. It will affect only companies with 10,000 or more employees in Maryland. At least four companies are that big, but only one is known not to meet the new requirement, Walmart stores. The legislation became known as the Walmart Bill. Walmart employs about 17,000 workers in Maryland and more than a million nationwide. It has faced a lot of criticism about its employment policies. The Maryland law is the first of its kind in the 50 states. Labor activists say they will try to get more than 30 other states to pass similar legislation. America's biggest labor group, the AFL-CIO, says fewer employers offer health coverage than 5 years ago. It notes that many workers in low-paying jobs, including some at Walmart, have to be covered by Medicaid. Medicaid is a state and federal program that provides health care for the poor. Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich vetoed the legislation last May. He called it bad policy. He said it sends an anti-business message and does little to deal with the national problem of limited health care for the poor. But earlier this month, Maryland's Democratic-controlled legislature voted to cancel the veto by the Republican governor. Walmart strongly opposed the law. The company told Maryland lawmakers that it spends between 7 and 8% on health care. It says less than 0.5% of Maryland workers without health insurance work at Walmart. It says more than 3/4 of its employees have health insurance. And it says every Walmart employee in Maryland can gain health coverage for as little as $23 a month. Walmart and business groups like the United States Chamber of Commerce say the law will hurt companies that create jobs. Walmart could try to stop the new law in court. It says Maryland lawmakers, in its words, placed the special interests of Washington, D.C. union leaders ahead of the well-being of the people they serve. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. Read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve.